Wade raises a good point because there is, you know, usually we would know better than to express it in these terms. But if you truly believe that there was something in you that was smarter, wiser, that you got it and other people didn't, that you were humble enough to choose Christ, whereas other people were too proud to choose Christ. In other words, if the slippery slope I think Wade is talking about is one where if you imagine that so much relies upon your choice and not on God's, then you can have a basis for self-congratulation. You know, because you can look at those, and sometimes you see this in kind of the superior attitudes and truly judgmental and condemnatory attitudes that Christians can have toward others. Now, just to put in perspective, we're often accused of self-righteousness and bad attitudes and judgmentalism when it's not true. But now I'm talking about those times where it really is true, okay? And where we think, oh, those people just don't get it. What's wrong with those people? And then we imply that there was merit on our part. You know, we were a better sort of people who chose to follow Christ, whereas Scripture makes emphatically clear, I mean, Ephesians 2, that, you know, by grace we've been saved through faith. That not of yourselves is the gift of God, not by works, lest anyone should boast.
Okay, just got to ask you, though, Randy, you're not implying, though, that the superior attitude would mostly come from Arminians because they had the will to choose. Like in my situation, I still don't even know where I'm at because I'm still don't. But I know that God drew me. I know he wooed me. And I was a young, broken-winged bird, basically. And I know he wooed me. And I was so grateful to receive that gift of salvation. So it's never even occurred to me to think I was so smart to choose. But don't you think that temptation could also be on the other side of this conversation with Calvinists that I was somebody who chose, if you're looking at extreme cases, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I would say that Calvinists tend to have different problems. but this particular problem, I think if you truly, you know, most Calvinists would say, okay, human depravity is such, the election of God was such, that literally I was brought to choose Christ. Christ chose me, and he brought me to choose him, and so I just can't take any credit whatsoever for that choice. Whereas in the more extreme Arminian position, which I think is what Wade was, you know, talking about, there are people who, and I've talked with them, who have, you know, to just kind of feel just what is wrong with all those people out there? They don't choose Christ. Well, you know, I get that, but what's wrong with all of us? If Christ hadn't chosen me and done a work of grace in my life that was apart from my deserving it, I mean, did I deserve my salvation more than the people who are not saved? No, I did not. And so it's certainly not a universal problem with Arminians. It is a problem with some Arminians. Calvinists, on the other hand, have another set of problems that sometimes that includes a sense of pride in knowing the solid, altogether consistent doctrine that I know my doctrine better than you do, and if you don't believe what I believe, then what you really believe in is works righteousness, which is not always the case, though of course sometimes it is the case. But just as no work of righteousness can, you know, win an Arminian or a Calvinist to Christ, likewise, you can take pride in your own self and your own merit in choosing Christ, which is false, or you can take pride that you have it all together doctrinally and that your system works perfectly and that you're smarter than Arminians are. And that's a problem that some Calvinists have. But again, not all.
And